everyone, it's Anna here. In this episode, we'll talk about how the tourism economy in Peru was affected by the liberal and neoliberal shift, but also why it now represents a threat to the preservation of the Peruvian biodiversity. As we'll see, Peru provides a good case study of the restructuring of tourism institutions under an emerging neoliberal regime. In a first bout, we'll talk about what tourism represents in Peru nowadays. We'll then discuss the great political changes from the 1960s to the 1990s and how it has affected the current situation. First of all, it is important to note that tourism is the most rapidly growing industry in Peru, growing annually at a rate of 25% over the past 5 years since the 2000s. Tourism is the second largest industry in Peru. However, in order to keep things clear, there are different types of tourism in Latin America and especially in Peru. For example, there is the cultural tourism, which focuses on the exploration of prior and post-colonial period sites like the city of Lima or Cusco. There's also ecotourism, which should not be confused with nature-based tourism. Ecotourism is the promotion of both ecological conservation and economic development, whereas nature-based tourism is more focused on natural landscape and does not necessarily adopt the central principles outlined by ecotourist models. The great diversity of Peru's landscape is what makes it attractive for tourists. There are 11 locations in Peru designated as World Heritage Sites by the UNESCO, and 3 of these places are national parks. For example, Machu Picchu is also one of the 7 wonders in the world in 2007. Moreover, today, more than 90% of the people visiting Peru travel to Cusco, and only 47 of these tourists travel to Machu Picchu as well. Before taking the importance it has now, the tourist industry in Latin America timidly flourished in the 1960s, but did not expand until the late 1990s due to the tense political and social situation, especially in Peru. However, realizing the potential of Peru in terms of tourism, the Peruvian state investment in the tourist sector took many forms. It took initiatives to attract private sector investment, started the construction of tourist infrastructures all around the country, and even got helped by the UNESCO in 1965 to restore the ruins of Machu Picchu. But the state-led model of development collapsed in the 1980s, and the main reason was the debt crisis that hit Peru. Because Peru borrowed heavily during the easy years of 1970s, the state ended with a $100 million bank loan in 1984. One of the main effects of the crisis was the rise of political violence, and one of the results from it was the surprise election of the president Fujimori in 1990. Prior to the 1990s, many places where tourists are traveling today were either too difficult to access and control by the national level or too dangerous to pass through safely. But since private companies took control of the industry, it made it safer and encouraged new flows of tourists. During the early 1990s, President Fujimori's administration adopted a wide variety of new economic measures intended on opening the country to foreign investment, trade, and exports, as well as the deregulation of prices and currency exchange rate. Since then, Peru has become one of the most open and liberal economies, not only in Latin America, but in the world, as the IMF says. The promotion of tourism has been intensified by the collaboration with international aid agency and tourist operators. For example, in 1999, with the help of the French Technical Cooperation Fund and the new National Tourism Chamber of Commerce, a new program for integrated development of tourism was generated by the Ministry of Tourism in Peru. But these projects have terrible impacts on the preservation of natural environments. In fact, the Peruvian Amazon is one of the most untouched rainforests on the earth, but nearly 1 million hectares of the rainforest has been decimated between 2001 and 2015 due to deforestation, gold mining, agriculture, etc. To conclude, global tourism networks have been extended in remote areas in Latin America and especially in Peru since the 1990s. But as far as tourism is concerned, it is possible to argue that the problems of the new neoliberal regime is that the state is not powerful enough to control the tourism industry boom and the concentration of tourists in fragile areas like on the Inca Trail.